and good evening. I'm Melissa Idris.
I'm Sharad Kutin.
You're watching Consider This, the show where we want you to consider and then reconsider what you know of the news of the day. Tomorrow, September the 18th, is the deadline for countries to join the Global COVID-19 Vaccine Access Plan, also known as COVAX. Now, so far, at least 80 countries have signed up to COVAX, which is a platform that will support the research and development, as well as the manufacturing of a wide range of COVID-19 vaccine candidates and the ensuing price negotiations. Now, the coordinator of COVAX has described this as an insurance policy in case the vaccines separately backed by individual countries in other bilateral deals fail to work. Malaysia has yet to join COVAX. Now, many medical experts have urged the Malaysian government to join before the deadline tomorrow to ensure that we do not end up last in the global race for a vaccine. Sharad?
Well, you know, Melissa, this is in some ways quite bewildering because the explanations given by the Minister of Health is that he's unclear about what COVAX will do about the specific vaccine and so on and so forth. And because industry players are already saying that there's sufficient information out there on the WHO website. They understand that it's more than just one vaccine.
Yes.
The questions about the regulatory processes that are domestic kick in whether you're part of COVAX or you're not part of the COVAX deal. So the question is, why deny ourselves an opportunity for something that will allow a very small market like ourselves to access an equitable game, as it were, rather than try to play, as with the big players, on a bilateral agreement?
So when you say the big players, as we understand it, the US and China are not part of this of COVAX initiative. And I think it's quite interesting, Sharad, because the conversation about COVAX, I don't think has permeated kind of mainstream conversation. I haven't heard a lot of people talk about this. And it's quite interesting because I think it's important that we understand why we're taking the stand of not participating as yet. And, you know, what are the reasons behind not wanting to participate? I think there needs to be more of transparency and accountability as to the reasoning or the thinking of the Ministry of Health.
Yeah, well, the Minister has put out some information, Melissa, but the question is whether it's sufficient information to understand the rationale, right? So if the government, in fact, is in some sort of bilateral agreement, we need to know with whom,
right,
and whether this would be advantageous or not to us. If we are in agreement with Chinese developers whose priorities might be their more than a billion person market, then why would we do that? When we know that, in fact, many countries and developed countries have done this, they're in specific deals, meaning they've had invested in a particular vaccine, they see that this, they put their bets on a particular vaccine, say, for instance, at the same time, they have joined COVAX.
Right.
So it's not it's kind of win-win.
It's an insurance policy, as you know, described. And I have to ask you, Sharad, what is the cost? What do you think the cost will be if Malaysia makes the wrong bet? If we're taking the wrong bet on the wrong vaccine candidate, on doing the separate negotiations, then what happens to us, right?
Yeah, and it still is, again, you know, Melissa, it's slightly bewildering because the explanations have not come sufficiently as to why the government's taken this step, why it says it's unclear about what the COVAX deal is when all the information is available. Again, we're kind of running around in circles, but if the population doesn't understand that in missing the boat, if we miss the boat on this, what is the consequence for Malaysians? The general public, we know that Code Blue, which, you know, which is a website or portal of Gallen Center, they've come out and, you know, really spoken to industry players, right? And so when you hear so many industry players say that this is a good deal for us and yet the government doesn't go with it, one just is left stupefied.
Yes,
I think.
Well, you know, tomorrow's the deadline. There's still perhaps some time, but we'll wait to hear from our public health experts to see more about this issue. Now, we're going to take a quick break here on Consider This, but after this, we will come back to discuss the impact of the evolving political landscape on one of the country's oldest parties, PAS. Stay tuned to Consider This.